would be against its own interests because it doesn't want to do it. It's not a moral thing that they don't kill the people. It's just it's a practical thing because it wouldn't be in their interest to do it. It's, if they can just fake the whole thing and get away with it, then that's the easiest way for them to do it. And that's what they did, you know. It's a practical decision. It's not a moral one.
Do you think it's possible that some people did disappear after 9/11 and then...
Yeah, man. That's the whole... The theories are... We've been theorizing about this for years. So there's people that are completely faked and there's people that are... like they have their... They go into a fake personality to act inside the PSYOP, and then they disappear. So you can even have, like, entire CIA towns, CIA-Mossad combination towns, or entire businesses full of your agents. Like, Cantor Fitzgerald, that's supposed to be one-fourth of all the, almost one-fourth of all the so-called victims of 911. This one company, the Howard Lutnick's company, he was the head of them, and his brother even supposedly died. 650-something people died, and all from one company. Well, a lot of these people are fake identities, as we know. You know? But a whole bunch of them could have been just agents. That, okay, you go work in this office, you do this job and whatever, for a couple of years. You're a sleeper cell or whatever. And in a couple of years, when we pull the PSYOP, you're going to disappear into your fake identity. We're going to give you a new identity, and you're going to go over here. And people are going to say, oh, okay, I knew this guy that worked in that office, and he's you know, he's dead. But in reality, he's not dead. He's just gone into a new identity. And so this brings it up to the Kennedy assassination, like the Kennedy assassination. Well, the media fakery people say it wasn't even an assassination. It was fake, so they faked it. So what happened? They took him and they gave him a new identity, right? And his family, obviously, either his family knows his new identity and they visit him occasionally, or they weren't his family in the first place. Who knows? You know, do you know for sure that they were his family? Maybe they were his family and they know his identity, his new identity, and they visit him, okay? Or maybe they don't even visit him because they weren't his family in the first place. But they never investigated the whole thing, right? So this entire, so then after that, the theory becomes, are there people where they have entire acting family clans like the Kennedys, where the entire family is a PSYOP acting intelligence operation, right? So you got, three people were murdered in that family, like what? JFK was murdered, his brother was murdered, RFK was murdered, like in 68, right? And then after that, the son was murdered in a plane crash, right? They sabotaged the plane, JFK Jr. and all that. So all these people supposedly died in this family. Well, like the media fakery people, they know that their theory is that the JFK assassination was fake. This was entirely fake. It was a PSYOP. So if it was fake, then that means JFK himself was given a new identity and just disappeared into a new identity. And his family then would have to know that identity and would have to go visit him, right? If he cares about his family. If he doesn't, then he's into, maybe he went and he started a new family. And he never had a family to begin with. But his kids and stuff, they kind of look like him. So you would figure they probably is family. I mean, they're probably his genetic offspring. So all this gives, when you go into this media fakery area, then you have to go into the area where fake identities are constantly given to people. Like people are constantly, their deaths are faked and new identities are given to people. This is like a routine thing that happens all the time and they get relocated everywhere, okay? It leads to this other theory. Like, without this other theory, you can't just say, okay, they didn't kill this guy, but then, okay, they didn't kill him, then what the hell did they do with him? Okay, they didn't fake the OJ trial. Okay, then why would OJ agree to it? If they faked the Bill Cosby humiliation trial, then why did he agree to it, right? If they, the whole Charles Manson thing was fake, then why did those people agree to it? Why did Charles Manson agree to it, right? What was in it for him? So all these questions come up when you get into this media fakery, the deeper media fakery rabbit holes or whatever you want to call them.
Do you think getting into this media fakery stuff, like overall,